is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey everyone, Dre Redfern here.
And Alexis Neely.
And welcome back to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. We are so glad to have you with us this week, where we've got another great episode for you. But before we dive into it, we've got a few housekeeping items that we'd love to cover with you that are really going to be kind of exciting, and we've got a winner to share with you. So the first thing we want to cover is, please go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a little icon there where you can submit your question. So what it will allow you to do is you can basically turn on your mic, submit a question to us, and that audio will receive that audio, and we'll be able to feature that in an upcoming show that we're going to do entirely on Q&A. So we get to answer your questions live on the show. So super excited about that. Then at the end of this episode, we are going to share with you the winner of the Apple iTunes review giveaway that we did. So we randomly selected a random review, random person from the people who left the 5-star reviews on iTunes, and we'll be sharing that with you in addition to a new contest we're going to have for all of our listeners that we think will really be another fun way to get you active, sharing the Ultimate Attorney message, and giving away some really, really cool things. So excited to jump in, Allie.
Yes, I am as well. And we've so appreciated all of the reviews that you've left. And we're really excited to announce the winner, who's going to get to choose from one of the trainings that Dre and I both offer, worth between $1,000 to $3,000 if you were to purchase those trainings separately. So it's a big winner, and we're excited to announce the new contest.
Exactly. So, but where do we go from that? And we'll tackle that at the end, Allie. But I think today is something that we're really kind of a little bit out there. And, you know, even running a marketing and a media agency myself, the topic today is kind of a fun one. And the name is certainly really fun also. So walk the listeners through what we're going to be covering today.
Right. So today, since this is coming out at the end of the year, I wanted to share about a campaign that I have run repeatedly in my own law practice, and that we give our lawyer members to run at least once a year, if not twice a year. And it has a funny name, but it generates great results. And so don't let the name put you off. In fact, this is something you're going to want to run in your own practice. And we call it the Back from the Dead campaign. The Back from the Dead campaign. And I'd love to just give you the backstory on that, because as I said, it's a funny name, but I learned it from my dad. And if you've been with me for any amount of time, you probably know that my dad was probably one of the best salespeople in the world. Unfortunately, he was using his sales skills not always for the good. And I've talked about that a lot. It certainly impacted me, and that I always need to make sure that the sales skills that I've learned from him are focused on service. But I've been able to take those sales skills and apply them to the legal profession in ways that allow lawyers to sell things without feeling salesy, sell your legal services without feeling salesy. And that's really, I think, something that's so important for lawyers, because the lawyers who are stuck in this mindset of selling their legal services often get stuck in holding back from serving as much as they can. So we talk about that on various episodes, but today I want to tell you about this Back from the Dead campaign that he had created in his own business. So the Back from the Dead campaign was one where, you know, he would be out in the world and his companies would be generating a lot of interest in what they had to offer. And then somebody would talk to a salesperson on in his company, but maybe they wouldn't be ready to move forward, right? You get a lot of that where people will talk to you and for whatever reason, they're not ready to hire you. They need to think about it. They want to shop around or, you know, it's just not time for them to hire you. So you've got all of these people that you've met with throughout the year who have not moved forward. Now, I do want to say that many of our lawyers don't have that happen because they have 100% engagement rates when they're using our systems. But I have a feeling that many of you lawyers that are listening might have a list of people that you've met with throughout the year that they just didn't go forward. And my guess is that once they decide not to go forward, they never hear from you again. And I'm curious if, Dre, if you see that as well with the lawyers that you're working with or in your own business where you meet with somebody, they're not ready to go forward, and then they just never hear from you again or they never hear from the lawyer again.
Yeah, no, it happens more than I can, you know, admit. It really, in our business, you know, even we're guilty of it. It's just one of those things where you're so busy in the grind and the hustle sometimes of, you know, running your own business that going back to those people who haven't necessarily said yes yet is a great strategy. Now, one of the things that we've implemented is constantly keeping clients engaged on a monthly and quarterly basis, but that's helping to improve retention, but it's not helping to improve the new business of people who maybe they're still warm, maybe they're still thinking about you, maybe you haven't necessarily closed the deal, maybe they haven't gone anywhere else yet. There's so many potential facets, and implementing this strategy is a really great way just to reignite that conversation with a really low barrier to entry that many, not even many attorneys, many business owners are just afraid of because we don't want to come across as sleazy and many of them are shy. You know, so this strategy, which I'm really excited for you to share with everybody, is just a great way to remarket all of your existing services for the introvert or the extrovert with a very low barrier to entry and execution to actually get this out into the market to make a great impression. So I can't wait for you to share more about it.
And these are folks who I consider hot prospects. So just to give you some of my terminology so we're on the same page, a lead is somebody who has raised their hand, said they're interested, they've requested something free from you, but they haven't taken that next step to actually meet with you. Then we've got a prospect, somebody who's actually taken the next step to meet with you, either on the phone or virtually or in person. And then, of course, if they hire you, they become a client. And once you have them on a long-term relationship, they become what I consider to be a member. So what we're talking about here is these prospects, people who have, they've met with you either by phone or virtually, if you have a virtual practice, or they've come into your office, but they haven't hired you. And so the Back from the Dead campaign is creating a list of all of those people who have become a prospect. They've taken that next step. They've actually met with you, but they haven't hired you yet. They have not become a client. So you create that list. And with all of those people, you should have their complete mailing information. Sometimes with a lead, you don't have all of their mailing. You don't have all of their home address. You don't have their office address because they've just put in their email address. So this is just for the people that you've actually already met with. Maybe they've even attended a speaking event that you've given and they've given you their full information. So you're going to send this campaign in the mail. Okay, so you're not going to do this online. This is something that you're going to send in the mail. And what the campaign is you actually create a check. And by the way, the reason we call it Back from the Dead is because in my dad's case, in many times, once somebody did not hire them or buy from them, they were considered a dead lead, a dead prospect. So that's why we're calling it Back from the Dead. We're bringing people back from the dead. They are no longer on the dead list. We're going to reactivate them and reengage them. Because here's what I know. If somebody comes in to meet with you about your services and they don't hire you, chances are they did need you. They really did. But something came up in that meeting and they weren't ready to move forward. But in 9 times out of 10, they didn't move forward with anybody. They didn't move forward with anybody unless it was some sort of an emergency situation. What did they do? They just actually procrastinated. So now we're giving them a reason to come back, a reason to hire you now. And the way that you're going to do it is you're going to create a check. And this check is made out in such a way where they can only use it towards your services. So in our case, with our personal family lawyer members or our family business lawyer members, this check is going to be a $1,000 check. that can only be used towards a comprehensive estate plan. And it's very personalized, right? Because it's actually made out to the person. And what happens is when people get this check in the mail, and remember, it has to be in the mail. This is not to be done electronically. When they get this check in the mail and this invitation to use this check towards their estate planning services, it creates this like, wow, here's $1,000 that I get to use. So it's something very tangible, and they have to use it within a certain amount of time. So this is a great end of the year campaign if you're not typically really busy at the end of the year to send out to generate the business that will help you to end out the year in a really great way with clients that you might have just written off because you never contacted them again once they decided not to hire you. And so the campaign goes where you send it with a letter that explains what the check is for, how it's used, and when they need to use it by, so that they call your office and they come in and meet with you, and then they give you this check of $1,000 towards your services.
This strategy is amazing. Because it does a lot of things sort of psychologically at the same time. You know, it induces that sense of like FOMO, fear of missing out, mm-hmm. where they've got this, you know, hole burner, this money burning in their pocket sort of thing, where they've got this $1,000 they can spend. They know they need to do this anyway. And whether it's, you know, creating some sort of asset plan or a will or whatever the scenario may be. And this is that easy step to push them over the edge. But it's also done in a very sort of non-obtrusive way. It's not like you're picking up the phone and right. And calling them. It's not like you're sending them an email that just gets cluttered in their inbox. You're doing something completely different. You're sending them that piece of mail. And mail in and of itself is not a very cluttered environment. Most people's actual mailboxes are pretty empty. Maybe there's a couple pieces of spam in there of just like some random blasted, you know, offer. But this is really targeted. This is going to have obviously their name on it and not just like postal customer. And you're doing it in a way where you can really captivate them for a longer period of time. And then when they open it up and see this check, like that sense of FOMO and that fear of missing out, it's just like, I love it. I love this so much. I love the creativity of it. It's just, it's so amazing. And so Allie, share some results. I think that may be helpful. It's like, what typically happens when that person receives this, they call in or they book an appointment again, or like what happens most of the time after they receive this?
Yeah, well, what our lawyers report is that number one, anybody who comes in as a result of the Back from the Dead campaign is going to hire you. And invariably, the lawyers are getting 2, 3, 4 new clients as a result of this strategy, depending on how many people that they have in this, we'll call it a pipeline, right? Because remember, you're going to go back to anybody that you've met with over the past year. And it could be met with from a speaking engagement. You collected, you know, your worksheets from that speaking engagement. People said that they wanted an appointment, but they did not come in and meet with you for whatever reason. Or they actually did come in and meet with you and they didn't hire you. So again, if they're coming in to meet with you from the Back from the Dead campaign, it's a guaranteed engagement. They're not going to be coming in just to, you know, check you out again because they've already done that. So now they're actually coming in to hire you. So it's extremely targeted. It's highly relevant to the people who are getting it. You know that they need your services because they came in and either met with you or heard you speak before, and now they're ready to move forward. So you're just giving them that additional reason to move forward now. And this is particularly valuable when you are in a practice area that is like a non-emergency type practice area, right? There are some practice areas where this probably won't make sense, right? If you're in a practice area that's really an emergency-based practice area, you know, for example, like DUI. If somebody gets a DUI, they're not looking to hire a lawyer in 6 months. They're looking to hire the lawyer right away. But in specific practice areas, like, for example, estate planning or business planning, I could even see this being used in bankruptcy, where, you know, immigration, where people have come in just to, like, maybe they just came in to get information. They just came to hear you speak to get information, but they weren't quite ready to move forward yet. this will then give them the opportunity to say, okay, now I'm ready to move forward. Now I'm ready to stop procrastinating my issue and actually take the action that I need to get my legal affairs in order and, you know, to, or to get my life back on track if it's like an immigration or bankruptcy issue. And so it could be, you know, a social security disability issue, something that's not like an emergency type practice area where if they didn't hire you, they probably went and hired somebody else because they had an immediate problem that had to be addressed. So I really love this campaign. I definitely think all of you should run it in December, end of the year, at least once a year. Many of our lawyers do also run it at the halfway point if they have done a lot of speaking engagements, for example, and they have not had a lot of people come in, or they've had a lot of people who heard them speak but did not come in for an appointment yet for a family wealth planning session or a Lift Your Life and Business Planning session. I do want to mention something, Dre, and maybe we could talk about this for just a minute before we announced the winner of the 5-star review campaign, and that is the impact of getting in people's mailbox. I think that there are many lawyers, or too few lawyers, I would say, who are using mail to get into the mailboxes of their leads, of their prospects. And I know that, you know, in today's day and age, everybody wants to sit behind their computer and just do everything online. But one of the things that our lawyers are finding is most effective is using direct mail in their practices. And we could do a whole episode that is just on that. And I think that we
I would love to do a whole episode just on that. You know, we mail 1.2 million pieces of direct mail every single year and have for as long as I can remember, because it still works so well.
Yes. Yes. People's inboxes, right? Their email inboxes are full to overflowing. And while we definitely believe that you should be sending out a weekly email newsletter to all of the people that you meet, all of your leads, your entire email list, it's really important to be sending out a weekly email newsletter because people do have so much email. Maybe you send it out weekly, maybe they read it once a month, but you're staying top of mind. What I have found is that there is nothing better from a results perspective than actually sending actual mail to somebody's mailbox at home or in their office, because everybody opens all of their mail. Everybody opens all of their mail.
Especially if it doesn't look like a piece of like junk mail, if you can at least get past that first hurdle, that's one of the big things. But Allie's exactly right. Everyone opens their mailbox. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's worth talking just for a second on the cost of this. So realistically, if you were to go want to drive, you know, Facebook ads or Google ads or whatever else, you can figure it out on your own, and that's okay to a certain degree, but realistically, you should be hiring someone to go do that. Whereas this could be done almost entirely in-house. Like, you could have a mail house go and do this for you, but it could be done almost entirely in-house. And even if you had a mail house do it for you, now you're looking at probably $2 to maybe $2.50 per piece of mail that went out for this campaign. And that would be for the printing of the check and the envelope and the letter, and then maybe another 50 cents for postage. So this in and of itself is not a very, you know, costly strategy. And it's not as though you're trying to address the masses here. This is very targeted. It is very cost effective. It's very time effective and efficient. But even still, if you don't want to mess with this, or you don't have someone in your office to be able to handle this, then a mail house could handle this for a very affordable rate. And it's such a great ROI because these people have already had the conversation with you. They already know who you are. You've already addressed most of their objections. And then now this is basically just trying to get them re-engaged and push them over the edge to actually hiring you. And so this campaign as a whole is almost like the perfect storm in a good way of like bringing that person back in for a very low and effective cost, cost output to get a high conversion rate. Like, I absolutely love the idea and the concept, the cost effectiveness, and the fact that you're now competing in a very small environment, their mailbox and not their inbox. So I can't say enough about it.
Great. So you all are going to look at how can you run the Back from the Dead campaign in your law practice this month. Who will you send it to? That's where it starts. Make your list of the people that you're going to send it to. and create your check, write your letter, and get it out there. And then let us know how it went. We want to hear what sort of results that you get from the Back from the Dead campaign in your office. And of course, if you have any questions about it, you could go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com. You can post your question there. We are going to be doing a whole episode, as Dre said, coming up on your Q's and our A's. And we would love to answer any questions that you have from any of the episodes, by the way, not just this one, but if any questions have come up along the way, we will be answering those on a future podcast. So the other thing that you can do if you do want more support is we actually created, Dre, I didn't mention this to you, we've created a Facebook group that lawyers can join. If you go on Facebook and you search Clients, Cash Flow, and A Life You Love, for awesome lawyers only, Clients, Cash Flow, and A Life You Love for awesome lawyers only, we've got a Facebook group there. And if you post your questions there, we will also bring them on a future episode. So just search that on Facebook, Clients, Cash Flow, and A Life You Love for awesome lawyers only. And we'd love to see you there in that Facebook group. So Dre, why don't we talk a little bit now that we have introduced the Back from the Dead campaign and helping lawyers get into their prospects' mailboxes. Why don't we announce the winner of our 5-star review contest on iTunes. Thank you all so much for your reviews. We've loved reading them. We're so glad that you're loving the show. We can announce the winner, let the winner know how to claim their prize, one of our trainings, either yours or ours, depending on what practice area they're in. Ours are really focused on lawyers who are serving families and or small business owners, whereas yours are for lawyers of all types in many different practice areas, not just those that are serving families and or small business owners. You'll get to choose. And let's tell the folks here who is the winner and how they can claim their prize.
Yeah, totally. So the winner is by Stressed and Solo, and we'll actually read the review out. We randomly selected one of the reviews from the 30 or so that have come in over the last month. And the review states, this podcast will give you the inspiration and the tools to reclaim your life and your law practice with practical tips and advice. I'm so glad that I'm not the only one riding the roller coaster, and I can't wait for more episodes to be released and to implement some of these lessons into my own law practice. And that was written by the screen name Stressed and Solo, which I don't like that you're there, but I like the screen name because it's just kind of fun and catchy. So if that's you, please shoot us an email. You can or you can submit it via ultimateattorneypodcast.com or support@ultimateattorney.com, and we can basically field your question there in order to get you any of Allie's products or any of our products, whichever one you prefer. So that being said, we are also super excited to talk about our next contest and how we're going to be really incentivizing you guys to share the podcast, to get the word out there, and giving the chance for more courses and more free trainings simply for doing so. So Allie, how can they go about doing that?
Great. So we want your help to help more lawyers, to help more attorneys. And so in order to do that, we need more people to know about the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. So if you love the podcast and you want to be entered into the next contest we have, what you do is you share this podcast. You could share an episode or the website, ultimateattorneypodcast.com, or you can share the entire podcast through iTunes. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to post a link to the podcast on either Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And you're going to hashtag. So hashtagging means that you're going to put that little hashtag, that little number sign, that little hash symbol.
The pound sign.
Yeah. Whatever, however you know it. And then the words Ultimate Attorney. Okay. So hashtag Ultimate Attorney on a post or multiple posts, because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at who shared the podcast the most this month. Who shared the podcast the most this month? And the only way we can track that is with your hashtag. And it does need to, if you're going to post it on Facebook, it does need to be a public post. So, you know, not just a private post that nobody will see, but a public post. And you might say something like, This podcast is helping me in my law practice so much, and I'd love to share it with any other lawyers out there who are looking to love their lives and law practice. And then you just put hashtag ultimate attorney and a link to the podcast. So at the end of the month, what we're going to do is we're going to count up all of those hashtags. We're going to see who shared it the most. And the person who shared it the most, the lawyer who shared it the most, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, combination of all three, it might be that you do a couple posts on Twitter, a couple posts on Instagram, a couple posts on Facebook. Just remember on Facebook, set it to public if you do that, not just private, so that we can see it. And whoever shared it the most is going to be able to win one of the trainings, just like Stressed and Solo did for their 5-star review. It's going to be able to win your choice of trainings from either Ultimate Attorney or New Law Business Model worth between $1,000 and $3,000 if you were to purchase those trainings outright. So you're going to get to choose, and all you have to do is share the podcast and hashtag Ultimate Attorney, and we'll be counting those up at the end of the month.
Pretty simple, and we look forward to seeing all how you guys share it, what you say about it, and what we can continually do to help you on your journey to grow your law practice. Again, if you have any questions along the way, please go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com. Submit your question in the lower right-hand corner there. You can send us an audio message, because we would also love to feature you on an upcoming episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. Allie, anything else before we wrap up today?
No, just looking forward to a future episode when we talk to you all about direct mail and how you can use that in your practice to really stand out from the crowd in your community. So looking forward to that coming up. And for today, it's been great to be here with you.
Likewise. We'll talk to you all very soon. Hey there, Dre Redford here, and I have one last thing for you. If you haven't already done so, please go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com to access all of the resources and free downloads that we've discussed in this episode and all of the other amazing episodes on the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. While you're there, be sure to look on the right-hand side of the page to enroll to receive some of our free premium content simply by entering your name and email address. Now, when you do that, you'll be the first to know when we release a new episode. You'll get all sorts of expanded resources and additional content that is only available exclusively to the listeners of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. And while you're at it, as we said earlier, please be sure to share this episode with your friends, your family, and other attorneys who may benefit from this episode, because whoever shares these episodes and the Ultimate Attorney Podcast the most this month will win a product from either Allie or myself that's valued between $1,000 and $3,000. So what are you waiting for? Go share the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.